California is a different place today. One of the highest unemployment rates in America, a growing debt, and shrinking revenues. Funding for its vaunted higher education system has been slashed. So, too, have social services. In short, California's in a crisis. And to complicate things, many people there wonder whether the state can be governed at all. So, at age 72, why would Jerry Brown want the hassle?
It's got problems, but it is governable. And having seen it for so many years and from every angle, as governor, as the lawyer, attorney general to the governor and the state agencies, as mayor, I've looked at it in a number of ways, and I think I can pull it together.
As you mentioned, you've been the governor before. You're attorney general now. You were secretary of state, mayor of Oakland. Some would argue that you're the ultimate insider, but you actually think that emphasizing that will work with voters, right?
Well, I have insider's knowledge, but an outsider's mind. I've worked in many different contexts. I served the poorest of the poor with Mother Teresa in Calcutta. I lived in Japan for 6 months, working and studying. I lived throughout South America for 5 months. I've done a lot of things in my life. So I've seen things from many angles. And as I look at the mess in the state capitol, I can look back to a time when Republicans worked with Democrats, when the poisonous partisanship wasn't there. And I believe I've got the skills and the knowledge and the know-how to recreate that era, to restore the working together that characterized California at its very best.
But why do you think that you can do it? I mean, your predecessors, Governor Schwarzenegger and before him Gray Davis, neither of them could do it. Why do you think you could? Why do you think you'll be more successful?
I believe the mounting frustration, the seriousness of the fiscal crisis will instill in the legislators a deeper desire and commitment to getting the job done. You can sail along for a while, but when the ship is going under, the crew pulls together. We've had recessions before. We've had very high unemployment before, and it comes back. The key is not to squander the revenue that the taxpayers give us and to pull together as both Republicans and Democrats to scale our spending to meet our revenue.
Well, how specifically do you plan to do this? I mean, just give us an example of something.
I'll give you an example. Right now, the budget is presented by the governor in January. It's supposedly balanced. It then falls apart in a few months. The staff works on it. A few legislative committees pore over the numbers. In May, they have a few more meetings. And then they just go on, and it takes forever to get a budget. It's always unbalanced. It's always wrong, and it's always late. And what I'm proposing is this December, if I'm elected, to meet with all 120 legislators, to engage them in the process, dismiss their assistance while we really grapple with it, get each of the legislators to own the solution and the problem, and yes, work with their staff, but also learn it for themselves with me as governor, and we'll work it through. We'll keep the public informed. We'll bring in the lobbyists. We'll bring in the corporate shapers of Republican policy, the union leaders that the Democrats so often listen to. We'll get the dynamics of power in California focused on this challenge that will not be solved by blaming, but by a collective decision to roll up our sleeves and do it in a transparent, inclusionary way. That has never been done in the history of the state, and that's what I'm proposing to do to get over this logjam.
You were just 36 when you first became governor in the mid-70s. If you win this time, you'll be 72. What mistakes did you make the first time around that you learned from that will sort of guide your thinking about how to run California a second time?
Well, first, I made a mistake in running for president in 1980. That's something that I've long reflected on. Number two, I didn't realize when I was younger how important personalities are of each of the legislators. Lyndon Johnson got things done because he knew people. He knew their psychology. He listened. And as governor this time, I would work with all the legislators, forging the kind of consensus that we need. And third, I understand that it's not just about new ideas. You have to have a sequential set of steps, incrementally making the changes and laying one brick upon another to get the edifice that you're building actually completed.
So would you say back then maybe you were a bit too dismissive, maybe even a little bit arrogant?
I wouldn't use those adjectives, but I would say I was certainly a young man in a hurry. And now at this stage of my life, I'm ready to focus like a laser beam on this budget crisis and engage people from all political backgrounds in the solution.
The first time around, you chose to live in a one-bedroom apartment rather than the governor's mansion. This time around, will you take the mansion?
Well, I have to consult my wife. The first time, I was a bachelor.
Safe to say your wife won't accept a futon on the floor.
No. In fact, we used to sleep on a futon, and she's converted me into a very nice mattress.
That's California Attorney General Jerry Brown. He's just announced that he's running for governor. He held that job from 1975 to 1982. If he wins, he'll hold the record for having been the youngest elected governor and the oldest. Jerry Brown, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
But what about Jerry Brown's reputation as an eccentric? He once proposed that California send its own satellite into space. Not a weird idea today, but in the 1970s, it earned him the nickname Governor Moonbeam. He was never much good at charming wealthy donors or even the voters. In fact, according to Dee Dee Myers, a political consultant and former spokesperson for President Bill Clinton and a Californian, what makes Jerry Brown so interesting is that he's sort of an anti-politician.
His life is a testament to the appetite, particularly in California, or the willingness in a place like California, to let people reinvent themselves as many times as they want.
And California really is the place where you can do that.
Yeah. You know, people, like, I think a lot of people sort of like the fact that he's on his, like, 14th act.
Yeah.
You know, like, two acts was never going to be enough for Jerry, right? He had to have way more than that. So, you know, we'll see. Well, I think people have also, over all these years, they've seen all the unusual qualities, the eccentric qualities, the smart qualities, the imaginative qualities, and they've discounted a lot of the oddness of Jerry Brown. He would not do well anywhere else where that wasn't as forgiving and where he hadn't been a public figure for 35 years. People are just, they've discounted almost all of the nuttiness.
That's Dee Dee Myers on Jerry Brown.